Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Here's a story where a robbery made national headlines. Kevin, Stephen, and Ronald were among the people who sent it to me. From CNN, this version, burglars steal $30 million in cash from a Los Angeles money storage facility, one of the city's largest heists ever of cash. And every now and then you hear about this, whether it's the Lufthansa heist or whatever, where somebody comes in and they manage to make off with millions and millions and millions of dollars in cash. And I can just tell you right now, 9 times out of 10, it's either an inside job or somebody inside at least gave out the information that allowed the robbery to take place. Therefore, these are actually usually fairly easy to solve. Now, getting the money back might be more difficult, but figuring out who did it, I'm willing to bet you money they have them pretty soon. So Melissa Alonso and Josh Campbell wrote this. The FBI and the Los Angeles Police Department are investigating one of the largest cash robberies in the city's history after $30 million was stolen from a money storage facility in the San Fernando Valley. That is a money storage facility. A law enforcement source briefed on the investigation told that to CNN on Thursday. Now, here's the question. A money storage facility, I don't think that's a bank. I think it's just a warehouse or some kind of place where they haul big loads of money before it gets sent out to wherever it's going to go. And I seem to recall there have been other robberies of this sort, including in Los Angeles. I seem to recall seeing that on American Greed, I believe, with Stacy Keach doing the narration. And the burglary happened on the night of Easter Sunday at a facility in Sylmar, a suburban neighborhood in the San Fernando Valley, where cash from businesses across the region is handled and stored, the source said. The Los Angeles Times is the first to report the incident. And many of my viewers are going to say, but Steve, why don't the police just go in and say, hey, we think this money is all involved in crimes, or about to be, or is the fruit of crimes. So we're just going to take it, and the facility will have to prove that the money was innocent. Why didn't that happen? But it's another concept. The FBI Los Angeles office told CNN they're investigating a, quote-unquote, large theft in the San Fernando Valley and are working jointly with the LAPD, but not share any other details, citing an ongoing investigation. LAPD referred all comment to the FBI. If I've learned nothing from bad buddy cop shows, is that the LAPD and the FBI don't get along. See, the FBI would like to handle this on their own, but they got to deal with the locals. And the locals like to handle it, but they got those damn feds. So maybe go gotta go talk to Huggy Bear, see what he's got. Burglars gained access to the building and entered the vault without setting off the alarms, which investigators believe is an indication that the group has some level of sophistication and or inside knowledge, added Steve Leto. One area of focus is whether the group had inside knowledge of the facility, said the source, who added that the heist was discovered on Monday. So there's a holiday weekend, somebody goes in on Monday, and the money's all gone. Huh, the money's gone. The facility was operated by private security firm GardaWorld, the source said. CNN has reached out to that company for comment on the incident, but apparently not gotten a response back at this moment in time. Of course, they've got more important things to do, like find the $30 million that they had over the weekend that's now gone. According to the Times, the previous largest cash heist in the city was in 1997, when almost $19 million was stolen from the former site of the Dunbar Armored Inc. facility on Mateo Street. Those suspects were eventually caught. And that, I believe, is one of the ones that I was thinking of where there was at least one person with inside knowledge that helped them figure that out. As you can imagine, if you're going to be storing tens of millions of dollars in a storage facility that's designed to store cash safely, it's going to have all kinds of security measures to keep people out, like tall fences and razor wire. And then also all kinds of security cameras that should be being monitored at all times. So with all that stuff in place, the average person couldn't just jump the fence, waltz in there, and walk out with $30 million. Besides the fact that $30 million is actually a very large volume of stuff to be carrying. So you're not sticking that in your pocket and wandering out without being spotted, okay? $30 million is a lot of money. So those suspects were eventually caught. As of right now, they're still working on this one. But like I said, just based on previous stories, we'll see if it does wind up being not necessarily an inside job, but that somebody was working there with knowledge that helped somebody else out. Keep in mind that when you hire people off the street to work for you, and you pay them, even if you get paid well for a job like this, when you start seeing rooms filled with pallets of money, sometimes your mind starts to wander, going, you know something? If I want to retire a millionaire at the rate I'm going, I'll never get there. However, if I get one pallet of that into my minivan and home, it'll do things to your head. But this also reminds me of the bank robbery in France where there was a bank, and there's a book written called Frick Frack about it. It's a really, really good book, but the book is out of print, I believe. But I've got a copy. I've loved this book, Frick Frack. And a guy became aware of the fact that this bank vault didn't have any alarms on it because it was impregnable. And he decided to make it his mission in life to figure this out. And he figured out that you could go through the sewers or the drainage underneath the city and come up behind the vault, and the vault was underground, and tunnel through the wall. And then on a weekend when the vault was closed, like the bank was closed, you could push a row of safe deposit boxes over, then climb into the vault, and then just start going through the safe deposit boxes. Now, this wasn't the cash vault. This was the safe deposit box vault. But he and a group of other criminals that he had recruited put this together and spent a long weekend emptying out safe deposit boxes. And they had so much stuff, for instance, that they actually brought somebody into the facility that evening who was a jeweler to look at stuff and go, is this worth carrying out or not? Because to get the stuff out, they had to actually walk it all the way out through those tunnels and sewers and so on. And it was one of the most amazing robberies because they had it on a long weekend and they welded the doors shut from the inside before they left. So when the bank people came into work the first workday following this, they couldn't get into the bank vault. It was locked. It was jammed for some weird reason, welded shut from the inside. And when they eventually got it open, they realized they'd been robbed. And then, of course, they figured out that, oh, somebody has knocked over this wall of boxes, come through this hole in the wall. And they figured it out pretty quickly. But unfortunately, with anything of that size, you can't get everyone to stay quiet. Somebody got caught with stuff that kind of tipped off the cops as to that they're involved, and the whole thing unraveled. But the weird part is the mastermind of it actually got away. He escaped. And he occasionally popped up from time to time, including he wrote the book, Frick Frack. And so it's a fascinating story, though, because when they were done, somebody took spray paint, wrote no guns, no hate, no violence on the inside of the vault, but they wrote it in French, and they left. And that phrase, no guns, no hate, no violence, was known worldwide shortly thereafter because the robbery made such headlines. And of course, one of the interesting things about the robbery was they were finding things in people's safe deposit boxes that had no value to them, like wills or just, you know, I don't know, someone's birth certificate. On the other hand, they were finding all kinds of cash and jewelry and indiscreet photographs, which you wondered, are those, do they belong to the box holder? Or are they of the box holder? Or are they of the box holder's mistress? That kind of thing. So very, very interesting book, Frick Frack, but that's far afield here. We're talking now about the burglars stealing $30 million in cash from a Los Angeles money storage facility, one of the city's largest cash heists. Kevin, Stephen, Ronald all sent that. And I'm willing to bet you that easily within the end, you know, by the end of this month, they will have a break in that case. And at least if they haven't got the money back, they'll at least say, yeah, we know who did it. So that's my call. Hey, we'll see how it goes. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The ratio of dreaming to doing varies inversely with the rate of accomplishment.